Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Vasiliki Parapouli, and with me today is senior editor Trong Mellor, who covers the European styrene and benzene markets. So Trong, it seems that at the moment Europe is the lowest price region for styrene.
Yeah, that's correct. Europe now is the lowest region for styrene, and I think that's the first time that's been the case since a moment in time in January 2015. So the US is currently valued somewhere just over 990, and in Europe we saw trading done below 965 towards the end of last week. Now the situation in the US is we've had some outages there and some reduced production rates over Q2 and Q3. And starting this month, the Shell unit in Alberta in Canada should be coming down. There's a catalytic reformer, so benzene and styrene will be down. Now, in terms of styrene, that's 450,000 tons a year. So potentially you're looking at up to 75,000 tons being taken out of the market over September and October. So if we look closer at the situation in Europe, so far this year, imports, are down from 2015. Possibly they picked up a little bit over July and August as the prices firmed. But Asia's been pulling a lot of material as well, certainly earlier in 2016. I think the big factor in terms of European supply is since January this year, we've seen Moerdijk running again. I mean, that's a huge unit with a huge capacity. I think it's 550,000 tons a year. So with Europe as the lowest region, naturally, we've seen some players looking to export material to Asia. It's a very thin arbitrage window, but I guess the real question is how long the current global dynamic will last, with Europe being the lowest region. Benzene prices here are holding. US styrene, as we saw, is very firm and should remain that way. So we really have to think about styrene demand in Europe. What we saw, was it last week, with the polystyrene unit in Antwerp coming down, that appears to have been short-lived. I understand it's back up now. So the overall impact of that was probably very minimal. What we should see by October is stronger demand. Already we're seeing styrene in a clear contango due to the length in the prompt market. And some of that length should start to clear out over September and into October. So by the time we get to EPCA, it could be very interesting times. So really, we want to start looking at downstream demand and styrene's consumption and how that's looking for September and into Q4 and October.
When it comes to polystyrene demand, it is now higher than in August, but we don't see the strong demand the market enjoyed during the second quarter. Of course, the electrical failure at Antwerp brought some extra demand to other producers and tightened the market a bit, but overall had no major impact as far as we know. When it comes to expandable polystyrene, demand was good in August and looks positive for September as well, but the situation is not very encouraging in construction, where volumes are weak.